This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request.
This is Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Profitable Investing is a show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And as we have been doing for years, we have some of the top guests coming up. We have a couple, one, my particular friend, an award-winning journalist here in New Jersey on Channel 12, bringing on his new book, I loved it, funny, No, I'm Watching Football, Your Guide to a Successful Relationship. And Tony, how do you get away with it? But anyway, what I want to do is I always take this segment, I want to look and drill down into the marketplace, and I just finished actually writing a article for Equities Magazine reminding people sometimes it's actually a good idea to skip the front page. Little leisure, entertainment, little sports, there's nothing wrong with that. Frankly, the more you obsess over the short term, the worse your investment results tend to be. So what we have talked about for this entire year is admitting the fact we're in a bear market, admitting the fact that we're in a recession, admitting the fact that these periods have to come regardless of what your opinion is of the global growth scene, of the increasing population, and what that actually means to this country. But business cycles are real. And what I will tell you is we have simply not seen anything that resembles this in over 70 years. Now, what happens is we've had worse business conditions, actually. When I got out of college and graduate school in 1981, there was 11% unemployment. Interest rates were 18%. The White House was not being heated properly, and the president was walking around with a sweater. And that all changed in 1981, and Reagan took office, and all of a sudden some American flags came around, and they reduced some taxes, and a series of things occurred. And the next thing you knew, folks, we were in an extended bull market, which washed out, cleaned out the valuation, washed out the speculation, and that's when the opportunities arise. So what we have here is a market that has declined by 45% on the S&P domestically, 60% internationally. Market like this has never really been seen by anybody in this generation, period. It is set up to be the worst year in 1931. Now, why am I saying all these things that actually sound terrible? Well, that's the setup, and that's where actual growth comes from, and that's where a new platform comes from. So all I could say is that what we have done is we've got stopped out of way, way too many companies, but I came on as strong as I could the other day, and I said something actually just happened, and this is something that we were actually waiting for all year long. And that was for the governmental agency that tracks business in the United States came out with an unbelievably important but not surprising announcement that, hey, the country is in a recession. And not only that, it's been in one since December of last year. Now, again, without faulting anybody, the way these numbers work, they are always backward looking. So in the history of the country, in the history of the economic oversight agencies, the Federal Reserve, and the group that actually calls the recessions, there's never been one ever predicted. there's never, frankly, even been one that's called on time. And that's not a fault of theirs. This is the way the data is collected. The proof is in the pudding. There have been almost two full handfuls of recessions through this history. And if you were to buy stock, if you were to hide and buy into the market on the day they announced the recession, there is no better documented buy strategy. So I clearly think the world is the worst is behind us. What I'll remind you in a funny way, my good friend who we've had on this show, who runs a fund based on astrology, is reminding me that tomorrow, Friday, is going to be a horrible day, and he doesn't think it, but he knows it because he's looked at the stars and the astrology. Well, we don't quite do that. What I believe in is something that has been promoted by only the best investors in the history of my lifetime, in the history of the market, which is simply to tune out the economics, to stop trying to forecast macroeconomics, and instead drill in and drill into the single most profitable high cash flow companies in America or the world and just plow into them and watch them carefully. And as long as they're generating the cash flow, you stick with them, and when they start to falter, sell them. And the fact is, people who know me in this business, they remind me in the past that I was always great in identifying stocks. Selling can be the hardest part, and that's something that you just need to understand in the market. It's easy to buy. Selling is by far the hardest part of this business. So what do? We either get stopped out or the score changes. And if neither one of those things happen, we continue to be long and try and have just three or four stocks per year that literally make all the difference in our portfolio. And that's the way you make real money and not try to track the index. Now, the other great news this week, and it will be available on our website to look at, John Wiley, the nation's largest publisher of financial books, is publishing my next book. We are in the final process of cleaning up the charts for them. They have already the full manuscript, and yesterday their ad came out. And I'm telling you, if you want to be first to buy the book, click the link, buy the book. You won't have it, I believe, still for a couple of months, but I'm very excited about the book coming out. Last week, on Friday, I spoke over at the Equities Conference, one of their biggest conferences so far in New York. It was absolutely wall-to-wall people, and I believe that that speech, where we go through some of what I've done on our webinar in-house, so if you haven't been over to our website, magnetinvesting.com, we are putting together three or four of the single most important charts that you could possibly understand. And no, they're not charts of stocks, because we don't want to be the guy picking stocks for you. We want to teach you how to fish yourself. We want to feed you for life. And then what we would like to do is understand most people simply don't have the time. We are in the business of managing money for folks, and if you like the way we do it and it makes some sense, you want to follow along with us, that's what we actually do for a living. Open up an account and we'll let you help us. Let us help you. So the point here I want to make is that when the public is very greedy, and I don't mean that in a negative way, folks, that happens. Usually people want to make money. It becomes a period once every 4 years, every 3 years, depending on certain cycles, where the public actually can't stand it. They hate Wall Street. They hate the stock market. They don't trust anybody. They don't believe in anybody. And a wall of money money begins to pile up into mutual funds that manage what? Not stocks, not bonds, but cash. And there's now more cash on the sidelines as a percentage of the value of the stock market than at any time in recorded history. So what you look at, again, to remind you, we're not looking at the fire. The fire is very, it's a flicker right now. It's only a flicker. And people say, well, look, the market is awful. The market is terrible. The market's not trading right. Well, folks, that's called pessimism. That's why the cash has built up. Once all of a sudden something begins to happen, and I want to tell you it already happened, we're beginning to see the new low shrink. In fact, yesterday we were down to less than five stocks. That's five stocks in total that trade above $15 a share, hitting a new low. Back at the low, back in October, we saw 4,000 stocks hit a new low, and on that given day, there was not a single new high. They rang the bell. We saw an all-time high, closing high on the VIX, or the volatility index. The cash ran to the sidelines. People were bragging to each other how quickly and how thoroughly they're in the money market, no longer exposed to the stock market. Treasuries, the U.S. Treasury bill went to auction this week at a yield of zero. Zero return, and it was oversubscribed to, and that what means is people are paying to have their money safeguarded with no possible opportunity to make money. Those bonds cannot go up in price, even if interest rates go down. So, in effect, people are locking in zero and feeling very good about it. When that happens, we'll turn back the clock and people will say, oh my God, what was I even thinking at the time? I was crazy. I should have realized and blah, blah, blah. So someone summed it up for me perfectly over the weekend. They said, you know what? Prices on everything got away from everybody. Real estate, stocks. We went back to 1964 prices, and people, instead of lunging, they're saying, well, maybe we'll go back to 1956. Let's sit around and let's wait. The sit around and let's wait crowd always loses. So we're not telling you to buy and trade. All we're telling you is go to the website, take a look at the webinar. If it makes sense, that's great. If you have questions, then call us. What we're going to do now, we're going to switch away from the investment world. We told you in the beginning how important it was to be balanced. Here's a friend of mine, award-winning journalist, comes out and works out with his wife to write a book. No, I'm watching football. Stick with us. We're bringing Tony Caputo on next. We're going to talk about his new book and what's on his mind. And, folks, stick with us. We are on Voice America Business. We will be right back following this quick break.
Talk about his money. Call us toll-free, 866-472-5790, and talk to the experts. We talk money all the time. Voice America Business.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Parents, did you know that high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates? Someone will have to make up that difference, and chances are, that will be you. That means paying 42% of their groceries.
Ooh, more candy.
42% of their dentist bills.
No, no more candy.
even 42% of their therapy sessions.
It's all my dad's fault.
Save your money. Encourage your kids to stay in school. For help and advice, call 877-FORA-KID. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Our team of investment professionals, supported by our quantitative magnet stock selection process, is committed to the goal of providing excess market returns to clients around the world. We target the fastest growing companies that are still trading at a discount to their intrinsic value. Companies in this category are likely to enjoy dynamic earnings growth. We call these companies magnets. They tend to simulate investor response and create powerful returns. The value-added benefit of magnets, quantitative analysis, and portfolio management has been extraordinary. After ranking all eligible companies, we only buy less than the top 1% of the companies we monitor. The first step involves quantitative analysis of individual companies. Often special situation companies with a market niche are captured by our screening process. Our strategy is intended to take advantage of our global economy while achieving long-term capital appreciation.
The bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And it is a real pleasure to bring on a personal friend, a Emmy Award-winning journalist here in New Jersey on Channel 12, Tony Caputo. Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Hi, Jordan. How you been, buddy?
I've been excellent. I haven't seen you. I haven't been down on Channel 12, but I've been seeing you on the screen all the time, and congratulations on your career, everything else. But I also have to say, I'm watching football, and I had to bring you on to share it with the crowd, so thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. What'd you think, pal?
Well, I loved it. I loved it. I want to start by saying, you know, in this country, a lot of people spouses fight about money once in a while. I think that's happening maybe in this kind of economy. But they also fight about Sundays and football, and I think you put an end to that in your house. You obviously had a willing wife, a big football fan, but I enjoyed it thoroughly. We'll talk about the book. I got to ask you, what gave you the thought to actually put this in print?
She did, to be honest. A few years back, you know, the whole book is about setting a precedent with your significant other. And when I say that, I don't mean just the man setting a precedent with his wife. Let's face it, football is the most popular sport in this country. Everybody seems to love football. But then you meet somebody and you want to watch a game, and then somebody says, you know, you can't sit around watching that game because, you know, my old friend from college is going to get married. And, you know, what I told my wife when we were dating was, look, if your old friend from college is getting married, or your nephew, there's a birthday party or something like that, and it happens to fall on a Sunday in the fall, I'm sorry, I'm not going. And her response at the time was, yeah, I understand, that's fine, you love sitting and watching the game. So a few years later, as I'm sitting there on a Sunday watching game after game, enjoying myself, and keeping in mind, staying at home, I'm not out at a bar, I'm not spending a ton of money, I'm not hitting on waitresses, things like that, Jordan. I'm at home where I belong with my family, but I'm watching the game. She jokingly says, well, can't you make some money from watching all this football all the time, and walks away. A little light bulb went off in my head, and I thought, you know what? I hear so many debates and discussions from couples around New Jersey as to the problems they have when it's football Sunday time, and that shouldn't happen. In my opinion, sounds a little crazy to some, but I think after you read the book, you'll understand where I'm coming from. And in my opinion, that shouldn't happen. You work hard all week. You take care of your family. You should be able to sit down and watch as many games as you want on a Sunday, Jordan.
Well, Tony, I love it. And I actually read it cover to cover. You know, we know it's not a very big book, but it is funny. And I think that you make some great points. And so I just actually wrote an article for a magazine talking about some leisure activity and sports. And so it's, you know, in this day and age, it's great to get your mind off of once in a while portfolios and money and business. I have to ask you, to verify this story of you and your brother watching football in a shed with satellite TV. Come on. Tell the viewers about this.
It wasn't just for 1 year either. We did that for several years. He had an old shed in his backyard. And we took a couple of older TVs. Now, this is This is going back about a decade or so. And he had a couple of older TVs. It was actually in Pennsylvania, in the Philadelphia area. We had the rabbit ears on the older TVs, but it was just when the satellite television football package started. So he got that, and this was before you had the little dish on your roof. This was the big dish in your backyard, the big oven.
Gotcha.
And he took the cable out of his home, and we ran it through the grass in the backyard, drilled a hole in the shed, and had this big old color console TV on the floor in the shed. We hooked it up there, so now we had all the games that we wanted, plus two local games on the rabbit ears, and our chairs with a lawnmower and everything else. And I'll tell you why this works so well. I mean, you said it, Jordan, about the arguments out there, whether it's couples fighting over money or what have you, or when you have a bunch of people over to watch football. If one of the people in the couple doesn't like that too much, they don't want all the people in their house or in their basement and dirtying up their bathroom and things like that, right? Let's be honest about it.
Right,
so in this
right.
case, it was a bunch of guys outside with a grill. Didn't matter what the weather was, raining or sunny or cold or what have you, you know. It was a Philadelphia winter would kick in, and we were still there watching games when the snow was falling, or would have had a kerosene heater at the time in the shed, and we watched games, and that's what we did. It was right along the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and there was never any noise issue. It was, you know, we had plenty of freedom out there, and it worked out well for everybody at the time. So it was a good story. We had fun with it. It was one of the stories I wanted to share in the book.
No, you know, I actually, you know, it was one of the funniest things that I had read really in a long time. And so before we go on with the book, I know, you know, from knowing you for years, you're from Philly. Your Phillies won the World Series. I got to start and, you know, give you the big, you know, shout out on that. That's fantastic. I know that you watched every inning, but it turns out you're a Cowboy fan, huh?
How about that? Huh? Cowboys fan for Philadelphia constantly. My family can't stand me for that. And it just when I was young, and I mentioned this in the book too, the Eagles were never on locally. They were always blacked out because of that NFL blackout rule. So
right.
They were never on where I lived. They were a bad team at the time. But then every Sunday, that team from Texas was on, and it just kind of turned me into a Cowboys fan from Philadelphia. So it certainly made for good arguments and still does to this day. And then I wind up marrying a woman from North Jersey. Her family's all Giants fans, so believe me, I was getting it pretty good last year.
Yeah, and they played last week, right? Now let me tell you, I don't know, I'm curious, I don't know how old your kids are, but I'm going to share something with you from my side. My oldest boy is now 14, my youngest boy is 11, and those guys want nothing more than to sit with Dad and watch the games. And that is something that I think your guys are a little younger. I'm not sure the age of your children, but that is something. If you think watching football has been great up until now, Tony, it's going to get better and better, especially with it seems like you married a wonderful woman with a great sense of humor. And I think you got it all right, my friend.
Well, thank you, buddy. And you know what? Yeah, that's that kind of lends itself to what I've written in the book. Again, some people say, when they just hear the title and they see the cover, they think to themselves, but what is this guy, sexist or something? And that's not the case at all. You just hit on it right there, Jordan, that it should be a family-involved activity where you can sit and watch these games. Now, I understand every now and again there's going to be something in life that may pull you away from that Sunday activity. But for me and my family, my wife knows, look, somebody comes up to her and says, on Sunday we're doing this and that, we really hope you could come. Her normal response is, well, I'll be there and the kids will be there, but my husband won't be. And they kind of look and say, why? And then she tells them, and they give them that strange shake of the head like, are you kidding me? And she says, no, I'm not kidding you. And that's what I talked about setting the precedent. And when you can include your family in what you really love to do, and let's face it, millions of Americans just love being able to sit and watch those games and enjoy them without having to feel guilty about it, and they shouldn't have to feel guilty about it, then you're ahead of the game, Jordan. And that's what I love to hear, that you and your family have worked it out so perfectly. That's the way it should be.
It's definitely the way it should be, and I'll tell you, you know, what resonates with me, I have one particular really long-term, old-time friend who gets a little too excited, or let's just say gets involved in the game, and my wife looks around like, can't you guys be elsewhere? And, man, I wish I had that shed in my backyard hooked up, because you definitely got that right.
That's what you need. You need the shed. Just get it out there right. You get out of the house. Your wife would probably be happier. You guys would be happier as well. You can keep an eye on any business news today as well with your phone and everything else, right? You probably have a BlackBerry or something. So if anything breaks on that Sunday that you need to worry about, you'll have it right there at your fingertips. And in the meantime, you're probably cooking something on the grill, watching the game and not bothering anybody and having the time of your life.
Right. Well, Tony, you definitely have this covered. I think that on a real serious note, I know the book has got a lot of tongue-in-cheek, but there also is it really saying something about getting the relationship right, getting what you want out of life, not being afraid to be a little bit different, and if everyone else has to be following around or sitting in that chair in the front of their store where their wife runs around shopping, they all look at Tony Caputo and say, I wish I had my shed and my beverage on my sofa watching my favorite team. So let me just give you a lot of credit for getting it right. I want to remind everybody, in addition to this, you are full-time a Emmy Award-winning journalist over on Channel 12. Let me ask you, regarding the book, I'm not sure, is it at Amazon? Where can they get the book? Is there a website on this?
You hit it right on the head, Jordan. Amazon.com. You go right to Amazon.com and just punch in, no, I'm watching football. It'll pop right up for you. There's another way to get it as well at createspace.com. Createspace.com. That's actually where I put the book together. And I'm going to give you a number that follows that. Createspace.com/334-2064. That's 334-2064. So you can go to either site. Amazon, obviously, a little easier way to go. Just go to Amazon.com, punch in, no, I'm watching football. And look, if you're out there and you're the type of person that gets pulled away from that TV and you're not liking it, get yourself the book. Or if you're on the other side and you just want to laugh a little bit, the one who's pulling away from the TV, you're pulling your significant other away, get the book. I think you'll get a laugh out of it. Make a nice holiday gift as well. You still have a little time to do that. At the very least, as you mentioned, Jordan, there's some funny stories in there that I think you'll enjoy. And you might, when you put it down, you might say, boy, this Caputo's a little nuts with his football watching. But it's what I like to do, and I think a lot of people out there are just like me.
Right. Listen, that's what makes us all individual. There was one other little subtle thing you did in the book. I'm going to go along with you on this because I see the relationship you have with your wife. It's a wonderful thing. You even gave your wife a shout-out about a discovery toy consultant. We are coming up to holidays here. She might enjoy this. Remind her friends, this is all saved for posterity on the Internet. People can go in and listen to any time they want and listen to our conversation. That was awfully nice. So your wife works at Discovery. She lets you do her thing. You support her. I mean, this is what it's all about. And I have a feeling now that we're getting our playoffs ready and we're figuring out, the end of the season's coming. I have a feeling, right where you're going to be every Sunday, not only for the next couple of months, but for the next couple of years on football season.
Oh, you got that right, boy. I'm getting fired up, but I'll tell you what, if the Cowboys don't beat the Giants on Sunday night, they're in a lot of trouble, and that could put a damper on it, but I'll tell you, that doesn't mean I won't be watching the games. January is a great time of year for football watching and for sports. When you get those doubleheader games, you cannot beat it, Jordan. That's the best. And you don't want to be pulled away from that for somebody's wedding or birthday, a person that you don't even know.
Right. Well, let me just tell you, keep the passion, man. Life is about passion. Keep the passion, and thanks so much for joining us, Tony. Enjoy the rest of the season and many seasons to come.
All right, Jordan, I appreciate it. And, folks, remember, Amazon.com, just punch in, no, I'm watching football. Jordan, thank you so much, and thank you for the second edition of Magnet Investing as well. I look forward to that.
All right, we appreciate that, folks. We got to take a quick break. It is time for sponsors. We're going to be right back with more profitable investing. We're going to look at some angel investing and a guy who's got it right. Stick with us. We'll be right back following a real quick break.
Sell, buy, sell. All we talk about is money. Talk to an expert. Call now. Toll free 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Our team of investment professionals, supported by our quantitative magnet stock selection process, is committed to the goal of providing excess market returns to clients around the world. We target the fastest growing companies that are still trading at a discount to their intrinsic value. Companies in this category are likely to enjoy dynamic earnings growth. We call these companies magnets. They tend to simulate investor response and create powerful returns. The value-added benefit of magnets' quantitative analysis and portfolio management has been extraordinary. After ranking all eligible companies, we only buy less than the top 1% of the companies we monitor. The first step involves quantitative analysis of the individual companies. Often special situation companies with a market niche are captured by our screening process. Our strategy is intended to take advantage of our global economy while achieving long-term capital appreciation.
The Internet's only all-business and financial radio network, Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Profitable Investing. With me, your host, Jordan Kimmel, and it is my pleasure to bring on Brock J. Blake, Chief Executive Officer. He is actually with a company that does angel investing. It's Funding Universe. Brock, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, my pleasure, Jordan. I appreciate you having me on.
All righty. Well, I read through the background and history of your company. I think it's a very, very important fact of life that without some liquidity, companies just can't get going. They need the initial round of funding. Maybe they need a second round. Before we get in your company exactly, why don't you give us some of your own history and then how, in fact, Funding Universe was born?
Well, I got to start off by saying I can tell why you've got such a popular show. I'm mixing sports and business. I'm sure reacts well to the audience. So it was a fun interview to listen to you and Tony, and sounds like a great book. But
no, I appreciate that. Thanks.
A little bit of background. You know, I'm an entrepreneur at heart and love the process of starting and financing new companies. And I actually did a contest which was similar to the TV show The Apprentice, where there were hundreds of applicants, and at the end of the day, five were selected and given some investment capital to start a business. So that was one of the things that, I had a couple other companies that I'd started previous to that, but that's what really got me on my way, and I took that money and got with a couple partners, one of them named Paul Allen, not the Microsoft Paul Allen. They call this gentleman Paul Allen the Lesser, and we started Funding Universe. And the idea behind Funding Universe is that it's difficult for entrepreneurs, as you mentioned, when they're thinking about starting a business, where do they go to get financing? And on the flip side, from the investment perspective, if you're looking to invest in early stage companies, how can you get enough deals that you can make an educated decision and find the best deals that are out on the market? So we're in a unique position that we get to see both sides of the fence. We get to help entrepreneurs through the fundraising process, but we also get to help the angel investors across the nation find really good investment opportunities.
Right. And, things are always changing. It's definitely a different funding environment than it was just a year and a half ago. It was a time where the 50 million deals were getting done on a blink of an eye, but the guy raising less than 10 million or 5 million was really cut off the capital. So let me ask you, I'm not in the funding business, what are the trends you're seeing? And really from both the investor and the entrepreneurial side, what's your advice to them to deal with this environment?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, let me start, on the investor side. The investor side, the reality is when, you know, the economy goes down, entrepreneurship goes up. What that means to the investor is that there are still a lot of deals, probably now more than ever, a lot of investment opportunities. And if you're an investor and you're looking to put money into some early stage companies, you can be a little bit more selective now about the investment opportunities than you could a year ago, because one, there's more opportunities. Two, the entrepreneurs, you know, some of their capital resources have dried up a little bit. You know, they can't go today to their local bank or, you know, get a line of credit or an SBA loan. It's a lot more difficult for those entrepreneurs to be able to obtain that kind of investment capital. So that means they're for them, the place for them to go is investors. And so as an investor, it's an opportunity where you can kind of look around and say, hey, I can be really selective about the deals because there's more entrepreneurs out there and they don't have a lot of other options. So I can get better terms and better investment opportunities because of the current market.
Right. Now, I believe there's a fallacy. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, that really right now nothing's getting funded and that there's a wait and see. And I guess it's my experience always in the marketplace that, there's a lot of miscommunication in the marketplace. There's a lot of fear-driven discussions. Are things getting funded and are there any areas where – say the angels are most interested, or is it individually by business plan, one by one?
You know, the reality is deals are still getting funded. You know, the best deals that are out there, they'll get money regardless. There are some trends that I think that are interesting when it comes to the investment world right now. You know, maybe 6 months ago, these entrepreneurs who had a very good idea but didn't have any traction, so they didn't have any revenue or customers or other things, they probably could have got funded six months ago. But today, it's going to be a lot more difficult to raise money on an idea. So there's a couple other things that I think are interesting as far as trends. A lot of times, you know, like, again, 6 months ago, you have a lot of Web 2.0 companies who were really ad-driven revenue models. It was all about monetizing eyeballs. In today's market, ad spending is, as you probably know, is decreasing tremendously. So a lot of these ad-driven, you know, early-stage companies, it's going to be really tough for them to go out and raise a round from angels or venture capitalists, just because the entire revenue model is decreasing, you know, across the economy. That being said, you know, deals that have got, you know, some good traction, they've got some customers in the door, they've got a nice revenue model behind them. There's still plenty of money out there for investments.
Right, and that's what I would happen to think too. And I guess, you know, one of the questions that I had for you is, you know, not really understanding your business model right now. When people come to you, is there a fee to use your service, or are you paid when they receive a placement? How does that work for you, and does it work differently at other places?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have what we call a two-sided marketplace. We serve the investors and we serve the entrepreneurs. And I'm sure you can imagine the number of entrepreneurs out there is just incredible. And so we really focus our attention on, you know, helping the entrepreneur through the fundraising process. So essentially what that means is when an entrepreneur signs up for our website, what we will do is do kind of what we call a funding analysis. We're going to help them determine what's the best type of funding out there. Is it going to be a $5,000 credit card for them, or is it going to be a couple million dollars worth of venture financing? So the entrepreneur will pay, they can either pay a monthly fee for those services. Sometimes if it's a debt deal, we'll take a commission on the back end when the deal gets funded. On the flip side, for the angel investor, you know, all of our services are free to them. All we want to do is make sure that they are legitimate, accredited investors. We will screen them and interview them and make sure they're legitimate. And if they are, then what we do is we say, all right, Mr. Investor or Mrs. Investor, tell us what your investment preferences are. We'll screen the deals as they come in, and we'll send them over to you based on your investment preferences. So our goal at the end of the day is really trying to help the entrepreneur obtain financing, help the investors screen and find deals that meet their preferences.
Okay, and so let me ask, is there any kind of a business right now that either you shouldn't even, you step away and wait for a better opportunity, or the other thing I was thinking about, there's a expression that the last money in is the cheapest money. I know you go, it seems like you go from the angel side. Do you go in after somebody has had one or two or three rounds and needs that last round, they think, to get over the hump, or is that not an area that you participate in?
You know, our focus is really actually the first, second, probably, and third rounds. You know, that really early stage, you know, we're talking 90% of the deals in this market are investment sizes of $1 million or less. So, and then coming back to your other question is, you know, what sectors maybe are a little bit hotter right now or, as far as trends? We're seeing a lot of action on the energy side of things. You know, for example, we had a deal that was funded about 6 weeks ago, and it is a technology that it's a wind turbine that they put out in the ocean, near Tonga, and the wind converts the energy into hydrogen, and then they pass that hydrogen on to Tonga, and they're able to use that for energy there on the mainland. So a lot of deals right now that are hot, I feel like, are coming in the energy sectors and the software sectors. And regionally, you know, the entrepreneurial activity in the West and in the South are really booming, right now. So,
all right. Well, that sounds good. Listen, what's really important, what I'm hearing, is there's business out there. There are good ideas. I think when you have a great idea, what I'm going to even tell you, interestingly, there's something on my mind, a company that I know about, Brock. I'm going to put it right to the test, and I'm going to contact you after the show to put something in front of you.
Yeah, that'd be great. I would love to see any from the investment side, any investors, if you're looking for investment opportunities, we can help you. On the entrepreneur side, you know, if you're looking to start your business, you know, we can do a lot to help you through that fundraising process. So
all right,
you can
well,
go to
everyone else out there, let them
and,
know. Here's what I want you to do. Let me interrupt you because I don't want you to talk over music here, Brock. I want you to give out all your contact information. If there's websites, phone numbers, where people might come to you for a proposal, with a proposal, and let us know how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, great. You know, you can find it all at www.fundinguniverse.com. And feel free to come there. There's email address there or phone number. And we'd love to talk to you and see what we can do to help any entrepreneurs or investors out. So,
well, that's fantastic. There's a minute or so left over. We got your contact information. Always want that before the music starts. There might be something that's key on your mind that I forgot to ask you or you think is important. Why don't you take the last minute for your own parting shot?
You know, one thing that I would mention is with the economy the way it is, and you know, it's an opportunity for us to really focus on growing America through entrepreneurship. And as a result of that, I'm heavily involved with a new organization that we're launching called Grow America. And the idea here is to be able to provide entrepreneurs across the nation the resources in marketing and funding and web and financial, all these resources that they need to get their business off the ground on a very affordable, you know, a cost. And I think with the economy the way it is, you know, I really believe that if we help entrepreneurs will grow the economy back to where we want it. So that's Grow America Ventures is an organization I think that entrepreneurs will hear about soon and should know about. So that's one thing I wanted to throw in there.
Hey, Blake, well said. I really appreciate your time, and I think that the cause is right, and we have to remember that all companies come from somewhere. They're all small in the beginning. The right ones, the winners get it right. I appreciate your time, and again, we're actually going to reach out to you, and we'll see if maybe we can make a connection. But thanks for the time on Voice America. We'll speak to you soon.
Please do. Thanks, Jordan. I appreciate it.
Really my pleasure. Folks, stick with us. We do need a quick commercial break. We're going to come back right after the break. I want to sum some things up here. And as always, we leave a little good stuff for the end. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Sell, buy, buy, sell. All we talk about is money. Talk to an expert. Call now. Call now. Toll free 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Looking for a good time? We've got a show that will give you a wild ride. This show will make you feel good. And it's not even bad for you. You need your time to let loose. It's time for a feel-good party. Pull up to the computer, mix yourself a drink, and turn up the speakers. Happy Hour is here. Every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. It's called the biggest radio show in the world. Hosted by international personality and pundit Michael DeMarco. You don't know what's coming next. The biggest radio show in the world on Voice America.
Magnet Investment Group, LLC, is based in Randolph, New Jersey, and is a registered investment advisory firm providing wealth management for individuals and institutions. Magnet's investment strategy combines aspects of growth, value, and momentum investing to achieve superior long-term risk-adjusted returns. The group applies their proprietary Magnet stock selection process to a variety of client-specified benchmarks and risk tolerance levels. The group is led by Jordan Kimmel with over 20 years' experience in the securities field.
From the stock market floor to your laptop, we are Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back once again. And what I wanted to do here, first of all, we had a couple of great guests on. I really do believe you need to understand all this negative discussion out here that's in the media that nobody's getting funded, that there's no business getting done. That is absolute nonsense. And basically, the most important thing to understand is that if you really do have a good idea, it should, frankly, be focused around cash flow. But if you have a really good idea, there is money out there to support you. And there's no more important message in that area. And I think that what I also want to cover here right now is something that I believe is very critical to understanding not where we are, but to where we're going, okay? And what I mean by that in the stock market very specifically, there's something called internals to the market. The internals have everything to do with whether or not there are actually more stocks going up than down, if there's more volume on down days than up days, and also how the market tends to close. When the market opens up very weak, again like it did today, and then you see the market trend higher towards the close, which we're doing right now. These are the signs you look for. When you see more new lows than new highs, I think one of the things we're going to go back to doing here, which we had to discontinue when we started our funds, it was thought that we needed to close down our newsletter. I think we're going to open back up our newsletter where we were tracking for folks on a monthly basis, not the daily, and again, you don't need to have your head inside a Quotron to figure out what's going on. You need to sit back, ask yourself the big, big questions. Are there more new stocks going up than down? Are there more volume up than down? What is the overall trend of the market? Drill down a little further to look at individual sectors. And then open up your mind to understand the 90% average theory, which is simply the law of large numbers. There can only be a few percent of winners. There can only be a few percent of the outright losers. And those are the guys, by the way, that get all the media attention. And then there's the rest that's just simply average. Now, what I have been doing over the last couple of months, it's been a lot of fun for me, is finishing this book. It's easy to get distracted and look at over the hood of your car and think of the market too much. But having met now with some of the single best investors in this country, what's remarkable is most of them are actually behind the market this year, and they're not embarrassed. They're simply saying, this is the way it works in a very poor market environment. Tends to be less of a focus on fundamentals and more of an emotional marketplace. And the fact is, when the market does turn, I believe it's going to turn with a vengeance. I'm not saying it's today. I'm not saying it's tomorrow. But what we're really simply trying to do is approach the business without an ego and to let the market talk to us. Let the magnet scoring system do its job. Look for the right entry point. And then, maybe like our friend Tony Caputo, watch a football game. Go to the kids' concert. I even go to their practices. The fact is, the more you can balance your life and the more you're not literally looking over the hood of your car, that's the way you're actually more successful in the market. Now, I'm seeing some things that, you know, I will admit there's nobody who has the exact right answer. I'm a believer in the global economy and the growth that comes with it and the demand that comes from a growing population. Now, the market was telling that story all through the first half of the year. Maybe people were thinking there was a little bit too much speculation in the energy market and that realistically there was a premium being paid. Well, folks, there's a premium now paid on the other side where the momentum began going against commodities, against energy, and I don't know if there's anybody in America who would have predicted $147 per barrel for oil this very year, and then see it just a couple of months later at $41 a barrel. This has been, in fact, an unbelievably strange ride. But what we're now starting to see is a lot of volatility, upside volatility, starting to show up in the top-ranked magnet stocks. And, folks, it was honestly confusing to see the battering that was taking place on many of these companies with tremendously positive cash flow, tremendously well-run niche organizations. And they declined 60-70% in the matter of 2 and 3 months. Now all of a sudden you're seeing these stocks starting to roar. I will admit some of the very smartest traders I know have said, look, my hands are folded and I'm out. I'm not even playing this game. It's too wacky. It's too volatile. It's too much. Well, the good news is we're not playing it one way or the other. We are taking the same disciplined approach that's worked for us. Every once in a while, storms come. You need to kind of zip up a little bit. You need to put your parka on. You need to understand the mood of the market, the mood of the individual stocks. But then again, all of a sudden, you see not only stability but rationality show up. you begin to see a different environment, and then losses are made up very, very rapidly if you're in the right companies, if you're in the right sectors. So, no, I am not the one out there saying buy everything, buy anything, and just buy and hold. This is one of the most dangerous businesses. This is one of the most difficult businesses to be in. And anybody who minimizes the difficulty of it is doing you a disservice. This is a very, very difficult business. That said, I'm thrilled because if it wasn't so difficult, you wouldn't need Jordan. You wouldn't need Magnet Investing. And you just go on. You do your own brain surgeries. You do your own architecture. And, folks, it just doesn't work that way. We are in the age of specialization. I think you need to be somewhat special out there. So let me share with you a parting note here. I anticipate the bad news to continue, but I see the market already is looking past the valley. So we've seen the best investors out there selling every rally. Now I believe we're starting to see people buy the dips a little bit. I believe the complexion has changed. The media has yet to pick up on it. All is aligned for a real healthy bull market coming up. It hasn't started yet. Maybe you'd like to keep your list ready. Maybe you want to put a third of your money in. A third at a time is usually a great way to go. Let me see you here same time next week. Tell your friends, share the link, and come back and see us next week on Voice America Business. Have a profitable week. Get your shopping done. Remember to kiss your kids, hug your family, and we'll see you right here next week on Profitable Investing. See you then. Bye now.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in for another exciting hour of profitable investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.